people out tonight. Amen. While you're doing that this evening, we're going to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to be reading 1 through 5, and we're going to give these an opportunity to get back to their seats. But I want to say this. There's two different type of convictional style preachers. Let me say that with caution. There's some people that want to convict everybody, like a judge convicts somebody in a courtroom. And that first type is the type that shoots out everybody's lights to make their light shine. Then there's the conviction preaching that the person turns a light on that everybody, they could see and guide them and help them to make a discovery about themselves. I've been around the first type of preaching where it's almost like the only person going to heaven is the person with the microphone. And sometimes this can carry over even in the church where Phariseeism begins to develop, to where people begin to look around and fault find. They look around, they find faults, and they shoot everybody else's light out to make theirs shine. Or else you could be the one that lives it and lets your light shine so that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what? I want this church to be a lighthouse, amen, a powerhouse, that whosoever can walk in and feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not that we convict them. Amen. Man convicts man. Man is in trouble. When man convicts, he condemns. But when God convicts, God begins to convince somebody and begins to bless somebody. God will save your soul. Man will doom your soul. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4. The word of God tonight, how precious it is. Amen. Paul writing to his son in the gospel, Timothy, he said, I charge thee therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, the live and the dead. He's going to judge them at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, he tells them, preach the word. Can you holler that out tonight? Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. In other words, it's always God's time. Stay with God's time. Amen. Be instant. Be ready in God's timing. In season, out of season. Reprove. Reprove. Correct. Amen. Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering. And what? Amen. I believe God wants to help us. So whenever we begin to preach, we're here to correct those who are erred. And we're that one that has to get them back on the right path. We're here to warn, to exhort, to encourage, and to help grow people. Amen. With that inexhaustible patience, long-suffering, and the doctrine. Verse 3. For the time will come, somebody say it will come, when they will not endure what? Sound doctrine. They're not going to tolerate accurate instruction of the word of God, God's truth. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, they want their ears to be tickled with something pleasing. They want you not to preach to them or instruct them, but give me what I want to hear. Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse 3. Verse 4. And they shall turn away the ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Then the scripture says, but watch thou in all things. Somebody say watch. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and then it says, make full proof of thy ministry. He's saying right here, watch, be clear-headed. Be on guard. And he said, endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of an evangelist. We got to keep on reaching, aren't we? We better keep throwing the lifeline. Amen. Make full proof of your calling, your ministry, your servitude. What does that full proof mean, Pastor? It means to make everything on the list and the calling of God. Check it off. Make sure you do what God has called you to do. Make full proof of your service to God. Amen. I want the word of the Lord to matter to me. How about you? Amen. We've got a job to do in this hour, and we got something to be for God. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down in this place? Amen. I don't want you to pray for somebody else, but I want you to pray for you tonight, that God would use you, that you could be that instrument for God Almighty. Lord, I pray for the power of your Spirit. Make us instrumental. Make us, God, that mighty army of your people. Let this church, every individual in this place, God, be that instrument for your glory. Make us effective, Lord God, in your name. I pray for the anointing with the appointing. I pray for the grace, oh God, for the race. I pray for your holiness, oh God, your righteousness and your word to be in our heart. Help us to endure. Help us to let our light shine. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be seated. We're so thankful what happened for Natalie and Jeremiah here the other night. Amen. Oh, God filled Natalie with the gift of the Holy Ghost right here. Again, when I brought her up out of the water, she was speaking in other tongues. Amen. You ought to thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God's still doing it. Amen. Somebody, look at somebody and say, my God's still doing it. He's still pouring his Spirit out. Amen. Paul was writing to his son in the gospel we've just read. And he begins to tell him all these things. He said, you know, to keep your mind, keep your helmet on. Amen. Because he said, make full proof of your ministry. In other words, amen, don't let there be any doubt. And whenever you do your calling of God, when you obey the call of God, you say, Pastor, I think that was written to a preacher, but we're going to talk to you as a saint. God wants your service to him to be foolproof. God wants you, amen, to have all the blanks filled in, all the check boxes checked in your life, that you could be full proved, amen, before God. Amen. God wants you to endure some hardships, some difficulties, an uncomfortable situation. God wants you to do the work of an ambassador of salvation. What is an evangelist? It's more than a preacher coming with a suitcase and a briefcase full of messages, but a church that will reach to their world, a people that will carry this gospel and be a good ambassador for Jesus Christ. God wants you to be an ambassador. God wants his church to reach out. I want the lifeline to go out. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the truth. I'm glad that God is still allowing his church to throw the lifeline in this hour. Amen. The great grace of God. Amen. Not one of us deserves to be in the house of God tonight. It was because of that great lifeline coming to us when we was going down for the last time and nobody heard our cry. But the Lord God Almighty, amen, helped us. He put his glory there. Amen. While we were seeking in despair and sin, his great mercy reached us. Amen. You ought to thank God for that tonight. And you ought to be thankful enough that you want to share that lifeline. I want to help somebody in the boat. How about you? I don't want my neighbor to go to hell. I don't want my children to go to hell. I don't want somebody else to go to hell. Amen. When I'm in the gospel ship, I want them to be aboard of this great salvation. I want to be a good representative. I want to be a great ambassador. I want somebody to be well convinced of what I live is right. Amen. I don't want to take and shoot everybody else's lights out, but I want the light to shine that they may see Jesus in my life. I want Jesus to be number one to me. I want Jesus to be the one to me. Amen. Hallelujah. So Paul said, do the work of evangelists. Then he said, full proof your ministry, your service. The word ministry right here is interchanged with the word service. Your service to God as a servant. Let it be that you thoroughly fulfill everything inside of you. I want a full proof. In other words, I don't want there to be any void in my life. I want to be filled up. You know, have you ever got a box of cereal and it's supposed to be, whatever, 32 ounces in it? And you read on the bottom, product may settle during shipping. And you open the box and, I mean, what's supposed to be a bag this big is settled down about like this. And you go, man, I thought this, you know, it's supposed to be full of cornflakes. And by the time it shipped and all, it crumbled down to nothing. Hey, folks, I want the outside to match the inside. I want the inside to match the outside. I don't want to be somebody that has a label that says I'm a Christian, but on the inside, you find nothing there. I want the glory and the proof. I want the power of God. I want some evidence in my life. God is looking for people that have evidence. I want the evidence of the Holy God of heaven. I want God to live in my life. I want the proof to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Full proof. Make sure. Keep your life. Amen. Full of God. Keep your light burning. Amen. Keep the fire of the Holy Ghost in your life. Walk with God. Keep your prayer life going. The Bible speaks about Abraham in Romans, the 4th chapter. Boy, I love it. He says, who against hope believed in hope. When everything was going against him, Abraham held on to the things of God, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so that thy seed be. Paul was writing to the Roman church about Abraham. And he said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, even though he was an old man, even though he was well past the age of being a daddy. God said, I've given you a promise. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Amen. I want to tell somebody, amen, unbelief may come your way, but if you've got a stronger, amen, resilience on the inside of you, that you don't stagger and stumble. When God promises you something, my God's going to keep his word. When you obey God's word, my God will work for your life. He staggered not at the promises of God, even though he was old. Then I love this in verse 21 of Romans 4. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Oh, hear me today. It's no time to give room to doubt. It's no time to entertain doubt. But you need to believe what God says, and what God says, God's going to do it. Amen. God will fulfill his orders. God will fulfill his word. When you walk with God and you obey God, God's going to bless your life. God's going to keep your life. God's going to honor your life. And God's going to stand with your life. Hallelujah. Fully persuaded. Amen. There's a lot of times we got to get rid of the options. The enemy wants to give you options and tell you, oh, you really don't have to walk the straight and narrow. Well, anything but outside the straight and narrow, amen, is the crooked and wide. Amen. The enemy is crooked, isn't he? Amen. You need to be convinced in the word of the Lord. There's only two interpretations of scriptures, the right way and the wrong way. We need to be firmly convinced and throw out any inconsistencies. And we need to direct and determine our love for God and begin to put something inside of us that says, amen, my destination is where my treasure's at. Lay up not treasures on this earth where the thief, the moth, can come in and take it, but lay up your treasure somewhere in heaven. I'm thankful tonight that I got a hope in God. I got a God that will keep his word. The next thing, learn to be satisfied in God. Sin will not satisfy you. Sin will pacify you. There's a difference between a pacifier and a mouthful of meat. Somebody say amen. Amen. Pacifier will fill your mouth, but a mouthful of chewed up meat will fill your belly and sustain you. Amen. We don't need some pacifier today. We need obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There should be no argument or debate. We live in an hour where people like to argue about everything. And Google is more important than God. They want to Google this and Google. Hey, what about God? Amen. Instead of going to Google, why don't you go to your knees in prayer? We need to get sold out for God and, like Abraham, be fully persuaded. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And he said, Paul said, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring you the testimonies of God, but determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. I didn't come with fancy speech. I didn't come with anything else, but I came to you telling you about Jesus Christ and how he died and was crucified and rose again from the grave. I'm glad I have a risen Savior today. I'm glad I have a God that's here with me right now, a God that will walk with me, a God that will talk to me, and a God that will stand with me through the things of life. Amen. So it gets us to what I don't want to talk about. First of all, point number one, make full proof of your life. In other words, do what God says. Do what God is expecting out of you. Live as a servant, and God will bless you as a child. Hear me. If you live as a servant to God, God's going to elevate you as one of his children. God don't have slaves, but don't you realize when you serve God, God will favor your life. God will bless your life. God will lift you up, not as just old servant in the servant's quarters, but God will make you, amen, one of his. God will use you mightily in his kingdom. Amen. Nobody arrives in heaven without doing what God wants them to do. Heaven's not just a free ticket, folks. You got to do the will of your Father. You got to follow God. Man, I listened to a man explain away Calvary just this week. On the radio talking about, I want to tell you, I thank God for Calvary. Amen. I thank God for the blood. I thank God for what he did at the cross. Amen. But folks, amen, you got to obey God. Obedience is never an option. Amen. I got to follow the plan of God, the way of God, and God himself. Amen. So the entrance exam to the kingdom of God is how you yield yourself to the king, how you obey God. To make full proof of your life, you look at everything that God requires. You got to be born again. You got to be born again of the water and the spirit. You can't enter the kingdom of God unless you're born again, unless there's repentance. Jesus said, except you repent. Repentance is more than turning to God. It's returning to God. Amen. It's the prodigal waking up and getting back to Father's house. Amen. God is looking for a church, amen, that begins to check off the marks. He's looking for individuals that says, I've got to repent. I've got to stay repented. I've got to walk with God. I've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. I've got to have the Holy Ghost. But there's some people who will stop right there and say, you got it. You got the goods, but you got to put the goods in action. You've got to have a relationship with God. I'm thankful that my mama and my daddy, whenever I was born in 1969, February the 7th, that when I was born, when they went to that, my mom was at the hospital. They didn't have to go get me. She gave birth to me. And because she gave birth to me, she didn't leave me in the hospital. My daddy didn't say, well, we're so glad to have a baby. And my mom and daddy kissed me, put me back in that little bed, and, you know, it was fun having a baby, and walked out of it. But they took me with them. Amen. They were willing to change my diaper, to feed me, to grow me up. Amen. I'm glad that God said, I'm willing to walk with you. God didn't throw it away. You don't need to throw the things of God away. A relationship with God that you grow up. A relationship with God that you follow God. It's what he's looking for in your life. Amen. Hear me. We need to make full proof of our life. Amen. Full proof. Somebody said, I got to be full proof. The next thing I want to talk about is being fool, like a foolish person, foolproof in your life. I want to say, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. And the best way not to be fooled is don't fool around. Don't fool around with your salvation. Don't fool around with God's word. Don't fool around with God's ways. Don't gamble on it. Don't think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. You do not have any opportunity to play with God. Amen. God's not just an option thing. They come to church and they treat like church is a buffet. Amen. This shouldn't be a buffet. Well, I don't want to do that, but I want this over here. Amen. It ought to be, God, I want everything you got for me. Amen. Foolproof your life. That word foolproof literally means nothing can ever go wrong. We got something that's foolproof. That means it's all together. It means everything is there. Amen. Nothing can go wrong with it. Amen. Even though I go through the storm, as long as my foot is on the rock and my mind's made up, guess what? Amen. I can stand through the storm. Even though I go through the fire, hang on, friend. Amen. I got a God that will go with me through the fire. Even though I go through troubles, I got a God who's there to help me. When I go through the problems of life, I got the answer to the problem. Amen. Foolproof your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a fool that lacks good sense in it. You ever seen somebody that just didn't have good sense? We need to be shrewd. The Bible says about being wise unto salvation. You need to know the book. Amen. I want to talk about the biggest fool. The biggest fool is somebody who's deceived. Self-deception. And when you're deceiving yourselves, it's kind of like the person that stinks. I mean, you ever been around somebody that had body odor? And somebody begins to talk themselves out of taking a shower because I didn't have any activities today. I ain't done anything this week, so I don't need a shower. And it's kind of like that happens to people that get a little bit elderly and little lazy people. And it's not just elderly. There's lazy people that are convinced that, oh, as long as I wear deodorant, I'm okay. Folks, I want to tell you, amen, the hardest person to convince they stink is the person that stinks. That thinks they're okay. After a while, you get used to your own smell. You need a good bathing, don't you? And a person that feels they're okay spiritually without a good bathing in the Word of God is fooling themselves. I don't care how much perfume you use. When you got body odor, perfume don't help your stink. Right guard don't help you. Amen. All these acts, it don't help you. All these perfumes don't do you a bit of good. Amen. You could even rub a little soap underneath your arm and it's not going to do you any good. Amen. You could change clothes, but if you still got body odor, it's not going to help you. Amen. You need to get to the bath. Amen. You need a good soaking. You need a good scrubbing. And I want to tell you, you can't make it without a good scrubbing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need an altar in your life. Amen. You don't need a sometime or once in a time. You need every day to get to that place where you examine yourself and let the Word begin to scrub you. Let the glory of God begin to work on you. You see, the work of God will be something on the inside and something on the outside. Do you know that those in the medical field, Sister Mott would tell you, that most body odor is not just an external deal, it's something from the inside. Halitosis, is or bad breath, is something inside the system that is going wrong. It's more that you just slept with your mouth open. There's something, there's some toxins, there's some things that are coming out, and it emits some foul odors. And while you got your teeth, you need to brush your teeth. But folks, while you can, you need to brush your soul. And a church that prays is a church that stays. Amen. A church that quit praying is sort of straying. We need the Word of God. We need the ways of God. We need the things of God. Amen. We got to keep our life. Don't be self-deceived. Foolproof your life. The first one was foolproof. The second one is foolproof your life. Amen. Don't let feelings fool you. Don't get to the place that you're self-deceived. You think you're okay, that you're holy and never better than everybody else. You know, I notice in the kingdom of God, when we get to the place that we think we're better than somebody else, we're more holy than somebody else, guess what? You just lost your position. The Pharisees, they lifted up their noses, they lifted up their heads, and they prayed louder than everybody, and they looked at, look how great I am, and it was how great they were instead of how great God was. Not one of us deserves to be right here in the house of God tonight. Amen. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord, the mercies of God? Amen. What's beautiful about God's church is this. Not one of us deserves to be here. We're all here because of the grace of God. Amen. And a brother can't look at another brother and say, man, I'm more holier than you. I'm better than you. No, we all came from the same thing. At the level of the foot of the cross where God took us in with mercy and grace. Be not deceived. Don't let self deceive you. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, when I'm preaching tonight, amen, self-deception will make you a fool. Don't fool yourself. point your finger at somebody tonight and say, don't fool yourself. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Young lady, don't fool yourself. If you think you could skip out on God. Young man, don't fool yourself. Think, I don't have to. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Make your life foolproof. And the next thing we're talking about being fooled, watch out for snakes. This time of the year, copperheads are crawling. Mott, you killed three of them the other day, I think. Snakes are crawling. They're looking around. The reptiles are crawling all over the place. Matthew 24, verse 4, Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. I want you to realize in the garden, the serpent was a reptile, was an animal that God made. And God said it was good. But you know what? It wasn't evil till Satan used it. Satan used it to deceive Eve. And he was not, I'm going to tell you, the serpent was a supernatural creature. He wasn't supernatural, but one of the animals that God made. But Satan will use instruments to fool your mind and to mess with your mind. The devil will fool you and make a fool out of you. You need to watch out for those that can easily influence you against the things of God. Influence you to condemn and divide each other, devour each other. The Bible speaks in the last day, there's going to be gossipers, there's going to be those that are backbiters. You need to watch those around you. Those at you that start a conversation and get you involved in it, and pretty soon they take your comments to somebody else and say, you know what I heard? You better watch what you're saying. Watch what you're twisting around. You better be sure what you're talking about. Amen. Don't be one that let the enemy use you like a snake. Amen. The enemy wants to fool your mind and deceive you and utilize you to be a divider, somebody that destroys when God wants the church to be the church. The church is not one that begins to stamp out the fire, but begins to let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in people. We're not here to shoot everybody's lights out, but we're here to let our light shine. We're here to be instrumental in helping souls. Foolproof. Watch out for those that pick up the phone and said, did you hear about so-and-so? Boy, they love to gossip, don't they? They love to get start chewing on people and gossiping, bad-mouthing. I want to tell you, the devil will make a fool out of you very quickly. There's no room for gossip in the gospel ship. Somebody say amen. We need to throw gossip out. Amen. Pettiness sneaks up on somebody like a snake. Pettiness where you start complaining and griping and trying to find every little fault amongst us. Amen. God is not looking for somebody to be used as a serpent. Amen. The enemy, amen, came in and used the serpent. Amen. And what did Eve? She blamed the serpent, amen, because the serpent made her do it. I want you to know, amen, today the enemy will make a fool out of your life. You need to watch out for things, amen, of the enemy. Watch out for the things and the deceiving elements of the enemy that makes you feel, oh, I got to get on board. Somebody starts pulling you in that conversation. Have sense enough not to be fooled, not to be lured in. Satan wants to use instruments today that are available to him. Whether it's your good friend, somebody that you really trust, when they start a conversation and they start burning other people down that are trying to live for God, amen, we need to pray for those. We need to watch. The next thing is instigators. There's gators. Somebody say, watch out for gators. Instigators, always igniting and initiating wrong things. Oh, it's okay. You know, it's all right. You know, you look good. You look good with a little makeup on. You look good with a little cosmetics. We need to put some fake things on you. Get you some fake hair. Get some fake eyelashes, fake nails. You know, it's okay. Amen. Oh, your little pain here is hear me, saint of God. Amen. The enemy knows how to convince people. Know how to tell these boys, oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, you better watch out, friend. Amen. You need not to be fooled, amen, by the enemy. Make your life foolproof. Hear me. Amen. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the word of God. There's a purpose today for living for God. God wants his church to be foolproof. God wants his people to have the glory and the goods and a walk and a relationship with God. Hear me today. God wants you to be the church. God wants you to be a good ambassador. Amen. So we talked about foolproof, and the next one is fireproof. I want to fireproof my life. Amen. Fireproof your life. I want to say hellfire is real. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a Disney lie. Come on, hell is real. It consumes and destroys. It's eternal. Folks, when it's over, it's over. Nobody was rescued out of the pit of hell. Was rescued out of the pit of corruption, headed to hell. But when you're there, it's too late. It's eternal. Hell is real. Amen. Would you look at somebody and say, hell is real? Tell you, if you're a mother or daddy tonight, your child is next to you, can you look at them and say, hell is real? If your mama's here, your daddy's here, look at them. Amen. They need to tell you something tonight. Hell is real. I said, hell is real. Isaac, hell is real. Amen. It's eternal. Don't be one who lives with regrets. I should have. I wished I would have. Remember Brother Colton, I think it's been some time ago, he brought his fire gear here one night and he preached about it. And fire prevention is amazing. It's easier to stop something from happening than to deal with the damages afterwards. An ounce of prevention is worth a, what is it? Pound of cure. Fire prevention deals with those that are proactive, that takes action. There's an intentional training. You make sure your children know where the exit door is. If something would happen in the middle of the night, babies, let me let you know something. I'm teaching you. Amen. If you smell anything, holler, scream, get our attention. Let us know. It's good to have alarm systems in your house. It's good to have smoke alarms. But it's also good to teach your children. This is what this sounds like. If you hear it, it's an indication of something's on fire. And also, amen, why set up people for regret? Amen. Later only to scream, why didn't I have a smoke detector? Why didn't I listen when that little indicator was telling me the battery is going out? You ever been to a place the battery was going out in the smoke detector? Beep. Every now and then, beep. I wish I would have changed it, but my kids burned up in the house. I was too busy. I procrastinated teaching my children. And the next thing, you got to teach your children, the firefighters, your friend. With their helmet and gear on, it shouldn't scare your child. Amen. And most people think, whoa, I'm scared. But when they come waiting in your house on fire and snatch your baby out of that burning bed and bring them outside, you're thankful that they were trained and prepared and they cared enough to wade on into the fire. Amen. I want to tell something today. This pastor, amen, you need to teach your child that your pastor's your friend. Amen. Oh, friend, he may have the gear on tonight. He may have to wade through the flame. But, oh, he's here for you tonight. I come to preach to you tonight. Amen. We need a fireproof. We need to do what we can to teach our children. Don't shoot the one that's trying to rescue you. Man, I get full of poison arrows and shot down. You'll be amazed what some little kids start saying. You know, my mom and daddy said, or my mom and daddy does this. My mom and daddy said this about Pastor. Amen. It hadn't happened in a while, but it's happened before, where the pastor was shot down. Well, the only thing he was trying to do was rescue souls, trying to wade through the fire. Amen. Let me say this tonight. Amen. Don't shoot the one that's trying to rescue you. Teach your children. Amen. Love those that are trying to pull you out of the flames of fire. I don't know why Brother Crossway's so picky. Amen. Why he's such a hard about that platform standard. Amen. You know the reason why? Amen. I want to see you make it. If it didn't matter to me, we'd knock it all down. Amen. But it matters to God how we live, how we conduct ourselves. And if it matters to God, you better believe we're going to stand for it. I'm still against Hollywood. I don't care whether kind of form it is, whether it's a movie on your computer, your cell phone. Amen. We need to stand against it. It's a pipeline from hell right to the heart of your children. I don't care if it's Disney. Your children have no business watching Disney. Shame on you. They know more about whoever. Cinderella is not the king or the queen in the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful. I want to teach my children who Esther was. I want to teach them, amen, oh, how beautiful it is to be the Ruth. Amen. To be the Rahab. Amen. That puts the scarlet thread instead of teaching them about something. Amen. Oh, people have birthday parties with all this mess. Amen. What about the things? Where's your hero list is? Amen. You need to have your heroes right here. Amen. Hear me. Amen. It ought to be in fairy tales. It ought, hey, this is not a fairy. Joseph was not a fairy tale. Amen. Daniel wasn't a fairy tale. Amen. Peter wasn't a fairy tale. It's the word of God. The word of God will keep you. Hallelujah. Code enforcement is not negative. You know, Brother Zach, that fire truck pulls up here. Pretty regular, they'll come. They'll walk through our building and inspect. If we got anything in front of these doors, exit doors, even my office has an exit door. You know, they'll write me up. They'll write the church up. Why? Because if there was a disaster, they want that to be clear. When you're in panic, you can't see that big old thing that's right in front of the door. So if I said, oh, it's okay to put a ladder right here, and all of a sudden we have a fire, or a building just explodes, and you're trying to get out, and you see that ladder, and that ladder trips you, and you burn to death. I had just violated the code. There's codes for our purpose, not just to muscle you and control you. You know that same big red truck that pulls up to inspect and see if we are in code? Many times is that same big red truck that would come to try to rescue people. And there's been many a time that big red truck has pulled away and those men were broken and hearted because they left the place of a disaster where they couldn't get there in time. Somebody's baby in their home was burned. That little grandmother was burned to death. All because of faulty wiring that wasn't up to code. All because of something wasn't up to par. Amen. I want to tell you, you ought to thank God for standards tonight. You ought to thank God that somebody would stand up and say, amen, come on, church, prepare. Amen. Oh, amen, do the things of God. Amen. Oh, hear me. It's worth it to have your children taught the things of righteousness. It's worth to have some restrictions in your home. Just don't give your child a tablet. Just don't give your child a phone and just free range. Play what you want. Do what you want. Amen. Oh, amen. You need to have some boundaries. You need to have some guidelines. I was listening to a talk radio, and a man, and not even apostolic, and he was saying Hollywood has more sense than let their kids have phones. He was talking about how much Hollywood is against everybody having phones and letting their kids play on phones. And I began to smite my heart because I see everybody just, man, do what you want. You're okay. Honey, let it babysit you. You play what you want. Look at what you want. We need to realize we need to have some codes in our life, some things, some guardrails, some things to protect us. But some are convinced, I'm okay. We're good enough, Brother Crossway. There's nothing wrong with this. And they'll argue with me. They'll debate me. They'll look at me and think I'm crazy. I'm too strict. I mean, oh, friend, hear me tonight. We're not here to muscle anybody. We're not here to make a fool out of you and put our thumb on you. Amen. I'm just to tell you, a faulty wiring system will catch up with you. Amen. Oh, things, gasoline next to your hot water heater. Amen. Especially, amen, something in your closet with pretty soon old rags there. Amen. They will ignite and burn your house down. Amen. It happens so quick. A trailer house, they tell me within 14 minutes will come. Completely burned down. 14 minutes. Amen. There was a young lady worked at the jail, a friend of Sister Anna's, who lost her mama and her sister, I think it was, or somebody in her family. Amen. When they came to that house in Central Heights, amen, they were at the door. At the threshold of the door, they perished. They couldn't get out. And how many people that I have seen were right there at the door? And they thought they were convinced. I'll just stay close. And if I need, I'm just arm length away from, you know, doing what I need to do to be right with God. Amen. But oh, man, amen, don't be fooled. Amen. You need to have your life fireproofed. Amen. You need to have your life foolproof. And you need to have a foolproof of your life and relationship with God. Don't lose conscience of conviction. Amen. Oh, let that inner voice be alive inside it. Let that alarm system always be working. Amen. Test your soul. Test and examine your life. Amen. Oh, friend, always keep barriers up. Always have a moral barrier. Amen. Have a prayer life. Have a prevention plan. Check yourself, your influences, your attitude, your motives, your place in life. Not only is there a prevention plan, there needs to be an escape plan. Go over it with your children. Go over it with your household. Teach the truth to your children. The Bible says Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house. In closing, the best way to fireproof your life from hellfire is to keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning. My, I want to ask the question tonight, is there a fire still burning in your heart? Or has your fire become nothing but ashes? Oh, is your alarm system working tonight? Even do you obey it? Is God your friend and your Savior? Amen. Come on, he's not willing that any should perish. Amen. That you should walk through the door, amen, with him and make it to the other side. Oh, but friend, I read in the Old Testament, stand with me, with three Hebrew children. Three Hebrew children. And we're going to do a little twist on this tonight. You ready? Three Hebrew children. Stand, step up, three Hebrew children. Rachel, Riley, Rebecca, step up just a little bit. Let's just say that these three girls were Hebrews. And the king, the world, says, when you hear the music, you better bow down. And the Bible says three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and I know there were three men, but just hang on. Amen. It could be any of you, any of you. The enemy says, you got to bow. Influence said, you got to bow. They took those three because they did not comply with the world. They threw them in a fiery furnace. In fact, it was so hot when they heated it up seven times hotter. The people that threw them in, Coley, burned up. But not a hair on their head was singed. You know the reason why? You could be fireproof if you had the fire in you. And when you had the fire of God in you, you got the God of the fire that will walk with you in the fiery furnace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Abigail, go stand next to him. Amen. When the king looked down and he began to count, he said, I thought we threw three in there. I see one, two, three. There's four in there. Are you sure we threw three in there? And he said, but the fourth I see, it's like the Son of God. My, I want to tell you, God will walk with you in the fire if you put the fire of the Holy Ghost in your life. You got to be fireproof tonight. You got to have the glory and the anointing of God. Amen. You better have something on the inside of you. Hell wants to take your life. Hell wants to cripple your life. Hell wants to destroy your life. Foolproof, foolproof, and fireproof. Those that are foolproof,
foolproof and fireproof
is the one that God's going to look and say, well done. Isabel, step up. Well done, my Izzy. He's going to look at you, Isabel, come on in. Of all people, step on in the kingdom of God. Welcome. You made it to the end, Izzy. How did you make it? Isabel, how did you make it? Why did you make it? You had a lot of hardship. You had a lot of afflictions. You had a lot of influences. Isabel's testimony was this. I made my life foolproof. I made sure I checked off all the boxes and obeyed God as his servant. I made my life foolproof. Nothing could convince me. And I made my life fireproof. I had the fire of the Holy Ghost inside me. I kept the fire burning in me. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands, saints? Thank you, Izzy. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Amen. God wants that reviving fire to burn in you. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe somebody needs to come to the altar right now. Amen. It's okay if you got a child. Amen. To get your baby by the hand. Amen. If there's a parent in this place and your child is here, amen, go next to your child. Get them by the hand. Amen. A parent, a child, if your dad and mom is here, a grandparent is here, won't you go to them tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Get your babies by the hand. Amen. And pray with them. Mamas and daddies, it's okay. Amen. Oh, amen. Aunts, go ahead and get those babies. Amen. Would you come tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Join with somebody. Amen. And say, we're determined we're going to make it. Amen. We're going to make it in this hour. Amen. We're going to foolproof our life. Foolproof our life. And fireproof our life for God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, pray with that person next to you. Amen. Don't leave them out. Hallelujah. Pray with them right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, in your name. Hallelujah. 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 I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Hallelujah.
Ready to meet you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, make me ready. Jesus, you're standing by yourself. Pray with that person near you.
Ready to meet you.
Holy Spirit.
Purify, cleanse, and make me new. So I can be ready.
Come on, foolproof your life.
Ready, Lord.
Come on, don't be fooled.
Ready to meet you.
Fireproof your life tonight. God, let me be ready.
I want to be ready, Lord.
I want to be ready.
Ready to meet you.
Holy Spirit.
Purify, cleanse,
and make
me new. So I can be ready. Ready to meet you.
Come on, pray with your family tonight. God, I gotta be saved.
I wanna be ready.
God, help
Lord,
me to be ready.
Ready to meet.
Come on, it pays to be preventative tonight. Come on, fire prevention.
I wanna be ready.
Is it important? Come on, check your alarm system tonight. Check your exit doors. Come on, check your life. Check the wiring in your heart. Come on, check your soul tonight. We're talking eternal things tonight. Come on, make your life foolproof. Go through it and make everything fully done. Check the report card of your heart. Grade yourself tonight. Is there something undone? Is there something I need to do tonight, God? Help me, Lord Jesus.
I wanna be ready, Lord. Ready to meet you.
Hallelujah.
I can be ready.
I gotta be ready.
Ready to meet you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on, won't you yield yourself to the King right now, Lord? I want to serve you. I want to do your work, God. I pray.
Ready, Lord.
God, help me to follow your plan, Lord Jesus. God, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Fill my cup, Lord. Put convictions in me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me stand with my children for my children, Lord God. God, I want to be ready, God. I can't afford, Lord, to live a life of regret. God, I don't want to regret not teaching them, Lord Jesus.
Ready to meet you. Wanna be ready. Ready to meet you. Holy Spirit, purify, cleanse, and make me new so I can be ready, Lord. Ready to meet you.
Ghost minister to you. Come on, let that flow of God. God really wants to pour it out on you tonight. Come on, let the Holy Ghost flow through you right now. Let the Holy Ghost minister through you.